谢神，给我们有机会再次回到你们的教会里面。
I want to give us a thanks to God that we can come and continue to come back to this church.
每次回来的时候，我们都觉得很温暖的一个地方，小小的一个教会，但是很多很多爱在里面。
There's a lot of really warm and fuzzy feeling in this very small church.
也特别感谢一些弟兄姐妹，他们支持我们在中国的施工。
I want to also continue to thank all the sister brothers continue our ministry in China.
因为你们的帮助，在中国有一些残疾的孤儿，有一些贫穷的儿童，他们能够有希望，有未来的希望。
Because your support, so their orphanage and also the very poor children will have a hope.
也给我们一个很大的鼓励。
And really give us encouragement.
今天我要跟你们分享的，是在约翰福音。第五章第一到第九节。
So what I want to share with you is in the John, Gospel of John, chapter 5, 1 to 9.
这一段的经文是讲到一个主耶稣怎么样医治一个残疾的人。
And does the passage talk about how God has healed a handicapped?
在里面我看到一些信息，我想跟大家分享一下。
And what I have seen in this passage, I want to share that with you.
Yeah, 主要就是什么是疾病？
And what we're going to talk about, what is the illness?
我们怎么样去面对这个疾病？
How do we face illness?
我们怎么样得到痊愈？
How do we get healed?
好，请大家一起来念哈，我们可以用中文也好，用英文也好。
You can
请大家一起来念这段的经文。
And let's read from chapter 5, 1 to 9 in your own language, either Chinese or English.
好，大家一起来。这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期。耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门的一个池子，希伯来话叫做 Bethesda， 旁边有五个老池，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、瘸是不可的许多的病人，因为有天使按时下去扰动那水洞之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。在那里有一个人，病了38年。耶稣看见他躺坐，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池井里。我正要去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你褥子走吧。”那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子走了。好，我们大家一起先做一个祷告。
And let's pray first.
我亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks to you.
每一个礼拜的主日，你把我们带到你的圣殿里面。
And you bring us here in your holy temple that every Sunday.
是可等的权柄，让我们有机会在这里。敬拜。
What a privilege we come here to worship you.
求主你预备我们的心。
And prepare our hearts.
你打开我们的耳朵。
And open our ears.
你亲自跟我们说话。
And speak it to us.
让我们听到了我们有益处。
And so when we hear, that will benefit us.
谢谢你的同在。
And thank you for your presence.
你这样祷告感谢。
And we give the thanks and pray.
奉主耶稣救圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们大家一起来一节一节的看哈，看看里面有什么我们可以得到的一些信息。
And what can we learn from this passage, verse by verse?
好，第一节那里说有一个节期啊。
And there was a festival.
那个节期是什么？我们不知道。
And we're not quite sure what festival it was.
但是如果你问一些犹太人，他们可以告诉你。
And if you ask some Jewish, they may be able to tell you.
所以我就是还在 Fresno 的时候，我就问了一个同事，他是一个犹太人。
I asked one of my coworker who's Jewish.
他说很可能是祝棚节。
And very often can be a festival of tents.
他说因为那个时候大家都很高兴。
And at that time people are very celebrating.
很多人都回家了。
And very often a lot of people will go home.
都很 relaxed.
And very relaxed.
所以就是一个很好的传福音的机会。
And it was a good opportunity to evangelize people.
所以就跟中国人一样。
And just like Chinese people.
如果我们说过年过节，
And when we celebrate Chinese New Year?
虽然没有讲到是新年，但是我们都知道是新年。
And even we don't even say it's Chinese New Year when we say celebrating, and we know it's Chinese New Year.
所以在在犹太人他们讲过节的时候，他们都知道是什么的节
气。And when we talk to Jewish, when we say we're celebrating, they know what festivity was.
最主要的是主要说他主动的找一个机会去传福音。
And Jesus took initiative to preach gospel.
而且他要上耶路撒冷去，他主动的到他们有需要的人当中。
And he took opportunity to go to Jerusalem to evangelize his the good news.
他趁着每一天有机会的时候，他就去服侍那些有需要的人。
He sees opportunity to serve those people.
所以好像马可福音说，人子来不是要受人的服侍。
And so in Mark, to talk about the for even the son of son of man can come to serve, come not to be served but to serve.
所以这个给我们一个很好的提醒。
And this is a good reminder for us.
当我们过年过节的时候，当我们很快乐的时候
，we're happy and celebrate some occasions.
很可能就是一个机会，我们可以传福音。
It's an opportunity to preach gospel.
我们不要等其他人来到我们教会。
And don't wait for other people just come to our church.
我们要去那些有需要的人当中。
We need to go out to reach out those people.
把福音传出去。
And to evangelize those people.
把主的爱介绍给其他人。
And to introduce God's love to them.
所以这个是我看得到的第一节里面。
And this is why I see the first verse.
那第二节里面讲到一个比士大的一个词。一个池子
and it talk about there's a the place is called Shipgate a pool and in Bethesda.
比士大那个原文就是怜悯之家的意思。
Bethesda the original meaning is the house of mercy.
所以当时又是有钱人他们盖的一个地方是特别为那是残障的人。
For it's our rich people built for our handicap.
因为那个时候医疗不是很发达
and you know the medicine was not very advanced at the time
所以有很多很多病了很久的人
and very often for people with a chronic illness
他们会来到这里
and they will come to this place
有人会帮助他服侍他
and there will be other people to serve them help them
然后然后里面躺着很多很多许多的病人哈，第三节那里告诉我们。
And there will be a lot of people just kind of laying there.
有很多不同的病人。
And there's different types of people with a chronic illness.
所以我稍微提一下什么是疾病。
And I want to talk about what is the illness.
如果你看那个希伯来文。那个 healing 那个医治的意思是什么
well, even like a Hebrew words healing
医治就是把整个身体使它整个身体都完整
and to make your whole body complete
就是完整无缺的意思
and it's perfect no issues no other issues
所以疾病就是身体不完整
and so if you talk about illness is that you are not your body is not complete
所以如果你看这个比较广的一个广疾病的广义的时候
if
你就会看到一个看见
and if you look at the whole picture of the illness
其实病不单单是身体的病
and not necessarily that when we talk about illness it's not also physical illness
也可能是心灵里面的病
can be emotional or psychological
可能是忧郁症
and can be depression
可能是我们心爱的病人心爱的人离开我们了，我们心里面很悲伤。
And loved one left us, so there's a grief.
很长的时间，我们不能够从那里跑出来。
We cannot recover from the grief.
可能有人重伤我们，我们有一些苦毒。
And there are people hurt us, so there's a bitterness inside.
就是苦毒就影响我们的身体。
And so those bitterness actually affect our body.
可能我们有一些坏的习惯，我们就是坏习惯，我们上瘾了。
And there maybe have bad habits, such as addiction.
可能是抽烟，可能是喝酒。
It can be smoking, war, alcohol.
可能是看色情情的东西。
And can be a pornography.
就是所有的坏习惯影响，其实影响我们的心灵，也影响我们的身体。
All those bad habits that affect our emotion and also affect our physical.
所以其实这是都是病，因为这所有这些东西。
All those things we just talk about is illness that will be make us incomplete.
我记得有, 我的一个 mentor, 他告诉我, 苦毒是什么呢?
And one time my mentor shared that with me, what is the bitterness?
他说苦毒就好像是拿了一杯的毒药, 喝了就希望对方死掉。
And this is the bitterness is holding a cup of poisons and then to give it to another person to wish you died.
所以苦毒,
No, the other person drink it and die.
希望对方,
hope the other person die.
自己喝了就希望,
okay, I got it. So you drink that poison and hope the other person die, right? Okay, got it. That's interesting.
很有意思，因为苦毒在藏在我们心里面的时候，很影响我们的身体。And
bitterness, when it's hidden in our heart, really affect our physical.
会溃疡，肺有问题，我们的免疫系统有影响，我们的心脏有影响，很多很多不同的影响，都是苦毒出来的。And
will affect our lungs and also ulcer and many parts of our body.
但是我们苦毒在心里面的时候，一直没有把它，从那里走出来的时候，
if we cannot get out of that bitterness,
其实对我们身体很大的影响。
It really affects us tremendously.
这里讲到一个有一些圣经第四节是没有的。
And there's some of the verses is not talk about.
第四节,
verse four.
是有一些圣经是没有的。
And some of the by other parts that is did not record.
他们说可能是因为以前他们敲圣经的时候，本来是没有，但是有敲圣经的人，他觉得应该要解释一下那个比斯大词有什么意义，所以就加上去了。So
the verse four, you see the quotation over there, and they added because try to explain what is a meaning of a basista.
这个很可能是一个迷信。
And can be superstition.
但是从那里我们可以看得到，其实有病的人，他们对病有很大的恐惧。
And a lot of people who is a chronic illness, they have a lot of fear.
Yeah, 他们才会很容易的有这样子的迷信。
And very often that will cause the superstition.
就是好像我们有很多很多病，我们没有办法治疗的时候。
And very often when there is a lot of illness cannot be cured.
我们就会有一些讲来讲去，在网站啊，在其他地方，这个可以有帮助，那个可以有帮助，我们就相信了。
And very often we believe the things that that is on the website. So, oh, this will help you, and that will help you.
其实是因为我们对疾病的有一些恐惧，
because of the fear of the illness that we have,
我们才会那么容易的相信对方。
So it's very easy to believe those kind of things.
所以这个告诉我们，我们很多时候在我们的生活当中， 我们其实有一些疾病，我们自己也不知道。
And very often, actually, we all have some type of illness we're not even aware of.
有时候我们自己不知道，因为就是我们很怕。
And sometimes we
那个病对我们的影响。
And sometimes we do not recognize it because there's a fear we do not want to face the illness.
所以我们就潜意识的去否定了这个疾病的存在。
Unconsciously that we deny the illness that we have.
好，下面讲到这个人呢，他病了38年。
And this person who has been sick for 38 years.
是什么病我们不知道。
We have no idea what kind of illness he has.
很可能是生出来就是这个病的。
Can be congenital.
很可能是有一些病当时是没有办法医治的。
And can be illness that could not be cured at that time.
但是当我们应用在我们今天的情形之下，
But if we apply today.
我们也看得到有一些人有这个病，就是广义的病啊，不单单是身体的病，这个广义的病病了很久，不能够医治，其实有不同的原因。
And in very general, the concept that a lot of time when we have some illness, chronic illness has been cured, there's some reasons.
譬如说我们可能不承认自己有这个病。
First of all, do not want to acknowledge that we have illness.
譬如说我们 某一方面上瘾了，我们不承认这个是有病。
And for example, if we have addiction, we do not recognize that is an illness.
另外一个可能性是我们不愿意被医治。
And secondly can be we do not want to be healed.
这个很常常都会发生的，因为有病的时候有可能有一些 secondary gain， 就是 有一些益处，生病的时候。
And sometimes when people use illness as a secondary gain to be benefit themselves.
比如说我们很悲伤的时候，有人会安慰我们。
And for example, if we go through grief and people will comfort us.
所以就有一些人他们会长期在这个悲伤的状态里。
So very often people will stay in that grieving process so they can benefit from people's comforting.
因为他在没有他在跑出来以后，就其他人可能就不关心他们了。
If he came out of the grieving, nobody pay attention, will not get attention anymore.
所以他们不愿意被医治。
So very often they do not want to be healed.
那有一些另外一个原因就是有一些人他们很想医治，但是他们用同样的方法。
And there are people who want to be healed, but they're using the same method to be healed all the time.
比如说有一些人有一些坏习惯，他觉得很不好。
And so, for example, the people has a bad habit. They even though they know it's not good.
他永远就是一直不好，就是因为靠自己完全不能够把这个坏习惯除去。
Because they depend themselves to get rid of the bad habit.
所以当我们用广义的疾病来看的时候。有很多病我们有原因我们病了那么多那么久
and so there's a good reason why we have been sick for so long
好那耶稣看着他躺着知道他病了许久就问他你要痊愈吗
so when Jesus saw him laying there so he asked him do you want to be healed
所以主耶稣他看见而且他知道他的需要
and Jesus sees and knows he has needs
所以有时候当我们有病的时候
When we have an illness
主耶稣知道
And Jesus knows
他也知道我们的需要
He knows our needs
因为他知道我们的内心的病痛
He knows our body and our soul
那为什么耶稣他会问你要痊愈吗他病了那么久他一定希望能够痊愈了
And God, why Jesus asked him Do you want to be healed? God knows that he has been sick for so long
那我相信主耶稣他是要先让他承认他是有病的人。
And think God, Jesus want him to admit that he is sick.
他愿意被医治。
He want to be healed.
他不再用同样的方法去医治自己。
He is not using the same method to heal himself.
乃是靠他的信心，相信主耶稣能够医治他。
And he's using his faith to depend on Jesus to heal him.
所以主耶稣要他先有把他的观念改变过来。
And God, Jesus want to change his concept first.
主耶稣采取医治他
and so Jesus will heal him
那这个病人他怎么样回答呢
and what did this person respond
他说先生他不知道是主耶稣他说先生水冻的时候没有人把我放在那个池子里
and sir I have not no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up
那我自己拼命的要下去的时候其他人都比我先下去了
and the people will step into the pool before I get a chance to get into it
这里告诉我告诉我们一个患病的人一个患者的心境
and it tells you that what's the person feels at that time
孤单
lonely
无助
and feel helpless
很失望
very disappointed
他有时候失望到一个程度他会埋怨其他人
Sometimes they feel so helpless, so they will complain the situation to others.
Oh, 这个我们看常常在医院看得到。
And you very often we see that in the hospital.
所以这里让我看到了，就是有时候当我们病得很久的时候
，Very often we have a chronic illness.
我们被这个疾病蒙蔽了。
So we've been blindsided by the illness.
看不到耶稣。
So we don't see Jesus.
看不到。医治的人坐在我们的身边
and we don't see the healers right beside us
我们永远都是用自己的方法去处理我们的病
and we're using our own method to take care of our illness over and over again
我们没有办法 think outside the box 就是用不同的眼光来看这个病
so we cannot see outside the box
神给我们很多很多的在圣经里面很多很多的应许
and God has given so many promises in the Bible
我最喜欢的一篇就是诗篇一百二十一篇
And one of my favorite is Psalm 121
那里说我要向山举目
I lift up my
我的帮助从何而来
I lift up my eyes to the hill From where does my help come from
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
他会保护我。
He will take care of me and protect
他不会打盹,
us.
不会睡觉。
He will not let your foot be moved and will keep you will not slumber.
他会用他的, 他会因被保护我的是耶和华。
Because he is Jehovah, so he will keep us, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
任何的东西不会伤害我。
And nothing will hurt us.
他会保护我免受一切的灾害。
Hey, he will protect us from harm.
他要保护我的生命。
And protect our life.
从今时直到永远。
From now till forever.
这个就是很好很好很多很多。 圣经里面很多很多的应许。
And those are the promises in the Bible.
但是我们怎么样拿到这个应许呢？
How do we receive this promise?
当我们病的时候，我们没有办法自己去医治自己的时候，我们怎么样能够看见耶稣，不被疾病的蒙蔽，看见耶稣，然后得到这个应许呢？
And when we are sick, we cannot receive any help or cannot help ourselves. How can we receive this promise from the Lord?
所以我们首先要安静下来。The
first thing, you need to be really calm before the Lord.
不要让我们心里面的烦躁去影响我们的思维。And
don't let the restless the affect how we think.
当我们安静下来的时候, when, 我们就比较容易看见耶稣。And
when we start really calm and be quiet, we will see Jesus.
比较容易听到他的声音。And
we'll hear his voice.
就是好像在诗篇那里说, 你们要休息。
And you, in the psalm, it talk about that you need rest because you know I am God.
所以很多时候我们有很多苦读。
And very often we have bitterness.
我们不要永远就想这个人是怎么样差怎么样差怎么样对我怎么样去报复他。
And don't think about revenge how because the person has hurting you.
我们要安静下来，我们要祷告。
And we need to be still and pray to the Lord.
神会给我们亮光，我们会看得更远。
And God will shine his light on me so we can see further.
我们休息的时候,
and when we rest, God will give us strength.
我们休息的时候,
and then when we rest, and then we can think more clearly.
好, 主耶稣, 后来他看他这样子回答以后,
and so when God listened to his response,
耶稣对他说, 起来, 拿你的褥子走吧。
And Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed and walk.
然后他就立刻就痊愈了。
And then immediately he was healed.
然后他就走了。
So he took up his bed and walked.
他连多谢也没有说一句, 他就走了。
He did not even say thanks to Jesus, he walked.
那后来如果你再念下去的时候, 你就知道, 耶稣有机会再
And later, if you get a chance to read other verses, we'll talk about that. He come back to see Jesus. I mean, God will talk to him again.
主耶稣遇见他, 不一定是他回来。
Jesus actually, Jesus after met him and went to meet with him.
然后对他说, 你已经痊愈了, 不要再犯罪。
So, and after that, he said to him, You are well, so sin no more.
所以主耶稣很注重的，就是一个身体的痊愈跟心灵的痊愈是一起的。
And you got it. Jesus really care about is physical healing and the emotion, psychological emotion healings are equally important.
身体的医治很好，但是更重要的是心灵的医治。
And physical healing is very important, but then the emotional importance is sometimes even more important.
这个是主耶稣更关心的，是人的灵魂。And
Jesus more care about is our soul.
那为什么主耶稣这样子强调心灵的医治更重要呢？
And why Jesus really emphasize the healing our soul?
第一点是我们的身体跟我们的灵魂是在一起的。And
our body and soul are together.
创世纪告诉我们，当神创造人的时候，神是 把神的灵吹到人的身上，然后我们就是一个有灵的活人。And
in Genesis, it talk about God formed the man of a dove from the ground and breathed into his nostril, give it the breath of life.
所以我们每一个人除了身体以外，还有灵魂。And
beside our physical part of our body, and there also our soul.
很可惜，当人犯罪以后，神就不 永远的在人的心灵里面。
And because we, when Adam committed the sin, so that God's no longer in our heart.
当我们每一个人犯罪的时候，圣灵也不会在我们的心里。
And when we're sinning, then God is no longer with us.
但是神给我们有一个很好的救赎，就是借着主耶稣，神会回到我们的心灵里面。
But however, God provided salvation through Jesus Christ. Then we were willing to acknowledge Him. He will come back and have a relationship with us.
从我们成为基督徒的那一天，
and once we became a Christian,
我们的灵魂是一个永恒的灵魂。
And our spirit and soul become eternal.
我们的身体是暂时，但是我们的灵魂是永远的。
And even our body is temporary, but our spiritual is eternal.
所以我们在地上是过着天堂的生活，有一个会朽坏的身体，但是有一个不朽坏的灵魂一直在生活。
And even though we have a destructible, wasting away body, but we're still living a heavenly life on earth.
等到有一天我们的身体会毁坏。
And one day our body will be waste away.
然后我们的灵魂继续的活下去，直到永恒。
But then we have eternal life because our spirit, our soul will live forever.
所以身体的医治只是暂时。
The physical healing is only temporary.
但是没有灵魂的医治的时候，我们还是一个没有希望的人。
But even with our spirit being healing, that we are a body without soul.
所以这个很重要，很重要。我们除了身体的医治以外，更重要的我们是求神给我们心灵的医治。
And the more importantly is healing our heart and our spirit.
因为这个是永恒的一个问题。
Because this is eternal.
然后第二点是全人的医治。
And we talk about holistic healing.
我们看到一个医生physician 就是一个生理的学者。
And you talk about physician who is a physiology scholar.
我们所能够提供的是一个治疗。不是医治。
What we can provide actually is treatment, but not healing.、Completely.
因为刚才已经提到，医治就是一个使一个人完整。
And we talk about healing is to complete that person.
但是没有一个医生能够使一个人完整。
And no physician can complete that person.
我们所给的抗生素。
And when we provide antibiotics.
只能够把那些细菌压下来。
Can suppress the bacterial growth.
给我们有时间，身体能够自我的痊愈。
And provide time for our body to continue the self-healing.
很多很多血压的药、糖尿病的胰岛素我们做的支架、心脏的支架、搭桥都是一样，都是治标不治本的。
And very often the stents, hypertension medication, and insulin are only treating the symptoms of illness, but not curing the original problem.
所以我们有了这些病以后。我们永远都不会完整。
And if so, once we have those illness, we will never be complete.
只有神是一个全人的医治者。
And only God is the complete healer.
你看主耶稣他医治另外一个瘫子的时候。
And then when he was a paralyzed person.
他说小子放心吧，你的罪赦了。
And he said, take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven.
起来，拿你的医治回家去吧。
Rise and pick up your beds and go home.
他说小子放心吧，这个是心思意念的医治。
And when he talk about take heart, he's talk about healing inside.
你的罪赦了是一个心灵的医治。
And talk about sins were forgiven is a complete and the healing deal with the sin.
起来是一个身体的医治。
And rise actually meaning is a physical healing.
所以只有主耶稣他是一个全人的医治。
Only Jesus Christ is a holistic healer.
他愿意我们全人的医治。
He want to be healed completely.
所以很多时候身体的医治很好，但是更重要的是我们的心灵跟关系的医治。
It's good to have a physical healing, but however, healing of a soul and relationships are more important.
这个关系就是与神的关系。
And it's a relationship with the Lord, with God.
借着我们与神的关系和好，我们与人的关系也会。
Through the healing of our relationship with the Lord and our relationship with man will be repaired as well.
好，下面我们看到哥林多后书那里讲到很多关于身体跟心灵的两个的比较。
And so in the second Corinthians talk about the our physical and inside our soul, the comparison.
讲到外体会毁坏, 内心, 心是一天,
talk about outside self is wasting away, but inner self is being renewed day by day.
暂时的是苦楚, 永远的是无, 极重无比的荣耀。
For the light, momentarily afflictions prepare for us to eternal way of glory beyond our comparison.
所以所看见的是暂时的，所不看见的是永远的。
So the one we can see is temporary, the one we don't see is eternal.
所以你把它列下来，你就很清楚看到。
And if you list both of them and compare, it's very clear you can see.
当我们有病的时候，我们不单单是看我们能够看见的。
And so when we're sick, we can only see what we can see.
更重要的，我们要看我们不能够看见。
And the more importantly is to see what we cannot see.
除了我们的身体的疾病以外，我们有没有心灵里面的疾病？
Besides our physical illness, do we have actual emotional illness?
我们有没有什么悲伤，我们不能够跑出来。
And have we been really being grieving, cannot get out of that grieving process?
我们有没有苦毒，我们不能够饶恕对方。
Do we have a bitterness that cannot forgive others?
我们有没有一些坏的习惯，我们不能够离开这个坏的习惯。
So we have some bad habits, like such as addiction, we cannot get out of it.
这都是我们 看不到，是疾病的。
And those are the things that we cannot see.
更重要就是看一些我们看不见的。And
the more important is to see the things we cannot see.
因为看见的是暂时的。And
the one we can see is temporary or transient.
看不见的是永远的。And
the one we don't see actually is eternal.
更重要的，我们是与神的关系。The
more important is we need to view those things from an eternal perspective.
我们跟神的关系是不是很好？And
do we have a good relationship with our God?
因为有一天我们要见主面的时候，
One day we're going to face Him face to face.
他会按照我们以前所做所想的东西去 审判我们。
He will judge us by the things we have done or what we think.
所以如果我们用永恒的观点来看一个病的时候，
So when we start looking at the illness from the eternal perspective,
我们就完全的一个不同的态度。
And you will have a totally different attitude.
我们会，比如说我们病了，我们求神医治我们病的时候，
And when we are sick, we ask for God's healing.
我们不单单是要求神医治我们的身体的病，
And we not only ask Him to heal our physical illness，
我们同时要求神医治我们的心灵的病，
And we're asking Him to also heal our inner self，
让我们更加的亲近神，
So we get really draw close to God，
让我们更加的为神和我，
And so continue to live for Jesus。
但是很多人我们有一个错误，
And very often we have mistakes，
我们就是高估了
Very often we overestimate the value of our present life. We underestimate the value of eternal presence of God.
再讲一次，我们高估了今天的生命的价值。
When is the overestimate the our present life?
我们低估了将来与神同在的永恒的价值。
But then we underestimate the value of eternal presence of God.
所以当我们从永恒的观点来看病痛的时候，
And when you start reviewing the illness from the eternal perspective，
我们首先要自我的反省。
We need to have introspection.
我们有没有亏欠神的地方？
Is anything that we own to our God?
我们有没有违背那是自然的规律？
And have we disobeyed some of the natural laws?
我们有没有好好地保养我们的身体？
And how do we really take care of our body?
因为我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And our body is temple of God.
所以当我们反省的时候，我们就知道有一些地方我们可以改进。
And so when we have introspection, we know there's area we can improve.
我们知道以后，以后我们就会更加的注意。
And so if we know it, then we can continue to improve and pay attention to it.
当我们用永恒的观点来看病痛的时候，另外一方面。
And when we start viewing those illness through eternal perspective, we're going to see.
是哪一种的医治我们需要神医治我们？
What type of healing is more important from the Lord?
是身体的医治呢，还是关系的医治呢，还是心灵的医治？
Is a body healing or is a relationship or the spirit?
所以有时候当我们求告神的时候，我们需要，我们不单单说 神啊求求你医治我。
And when we pray to God, we don't only say, please heal me.
神还会希望你说，神啊，求你医治我，以后我可以做什么东西。
And also heal you, that to help you to see what can I do in the future.
我像有一次我的白血球降得很低很低。
And one time my white count was it became very low.
平常是5000到10000。
And usually it's 5,000 to 10,000.
但是我的白血球是800。
And my white count went to 800.
所以那个时候我的口啊，很多很多的 ulcer， 很多的溃疡。
And so I have an ulcer in my mouth.
很痛很痛。
It's very painful.
讲话的时候很痛。
And it's very painful to speak.
喝东西吃东西的时候要把口麻醉了以后才能够吃。
I could not even drink or eat until I kind of numb my mouth.
因为没有抵抗力，也不能够去医院上班。
And so because I don't have an immune system, so I could not even work.
所以平常我祷告的时候，主啊，求求你医治我。
And you very often I will just pray to God, so please heal me.
让我的白血球能够恢复正常。
And please raise my blood count to normal.
让我的溃疡能够好。
And heal my ulcers.
但是有一天我祷告的时候，我就突然之间有一个醒觉。
And then one day when I start praying, all of a sudden it kind of wake me up about
我求神医治我的时候，我要做什么
？And what should I do when I ask Him to heal me？
所以我就说，神啊，求你医治我。And
I said, Lord, please heal me.
让我更加的好好的侍奉你。So
I can serve you more.
啊，当我讲完那一句话以后。And
once I finished that prayer.
我的口的痛完全就立刻就没有。My
pain was lifted immediately.
我的身体就从上到下，一个好像一个热的球，从上到下下到脚。It's
almost like a very there's a hot feeling from head to toe that come down.
然后我的精神就立刻的很好很好的精神。I
have very good spirit immediately.
所以我告诉我太太说，神已经医治了我。I
told my wife that God already healed me.
我太太说真的吗
？And my wife said, "Is that true?"
那我就告诉他是发生了什么事情。
So I told her that what happened.
所以我们就立刻就感谢神。So
we give the thanks to the Lord.
然后就回医院去再检查一次。So
we went back to the hospital to have another test.
突然那个时候，我的白血球就高上来。And
at that time, my white count was back to almost normal.
所以有时候我们祷告的时候，我们不单单是求神医治我们。And
sometimes when we pray, not only to pray for physical healing.
所以医治了我们以后，我们的
And what is the true purpose of healing?
是为自己而活呢，还是为主而活？
And is to live for ourselves or live for Christ?
神会喜欢你为他而活。
And God wants us to live for Him.
当然，如果你只是为自己而活，他会 tolerate 你，他会给你时间，希望你能够转过来。
God will tolerate us if we just want to live for ourselves and also give us more time.
但是有一天。 我们一定要把这个转过来，要为主而活。
But we have to move our the thinking to instead live for ourselves to live for Christ.
这样子神才能够得神的喜悦。
And so that we pleasing to God.
那有一些人说为主而活就是结果子啊。
And then people say, oh yeah, it's a bear fruit for Christ.
这果子是牧师的工作。
And bear fruit is the work of a pastor.
是带领人来信主啊，我不会讲道。And
so bring people to Christ, I don't know how to preach.
我不会跟其他人辩论。I
don't know how to like argue with others.
所以我没有办法去结果子。So
I cannot bear any fruits.
其实结果子有两方面，其中一方面是圣灵的果子。And
there are two types of fruit we're talking about. One type is talking about spiritual fruits.
我们每一个人都可以结这些果子。And
we can all bear those fruits.
这个就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。And
talk about the spirits of love and joy and peace and forbearance.
恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。And
kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
这个都是我们可以结的果子。And
those are the fruits that we can bear.
那如果我们更加有爱心，我们更加有喜乐、平安的时候。
And when we have those fruits,
其他你的朋友,你的圈子人朋友,
and your friends in your circle will see it.
他们会很羡慕你,
and they will kind of envy you.
他们会问你, 哎,为什么你变了?
And why you have changed?
这样子就给你一个机会可以告诉他们是, 那是喜乐平安,
and that can provide opportunity to share your faith with others.
然后邀请他们来教会,
and invite them come to church.
然后当他们信主的时候, 就是你见, 国子,
once they accept Christ, and that's how you bear fruit.
我们去国内, 工作的时候, 很多时候我们都不方便, 跟其他人传福音。
And when we go to China, it's very inconvenient to share gospel with others.
但是很多时候我们就是很有爱心的, 跟其他人相处。
And very often, we just really have a patience and a love with others.
那我们的喜乐平安,他们很容易就看得出来。
Very often, they can see the love and the joy that we have.
然后他们常常都问我们, 为什么你跟我们不一样?
Why you are different than us?
所以有这个机会的时候,我们就可以把福音传给,
and once we have that opportunity, we can share the gospel with them.
所以每一次我们去国内的时候, 我们都有这样子的机会。
And every time we go to China, we have that opportunity.
所以不要说你没有口才, 你不能够传福音。
And don't say you're not good speaking, so you cannot preach gospel.
你可以借圣灵的果子在你的心里面。
You can have the full spirit that inside you, so people can see it.
你就会有很多的机会带其他人来教会。
And you will have a lot of opportunity to bring people to church.
好,今天早上, 神给我们这个信息,
and God gives us this message this morning.
他在问我们,
and God asks you, are you sick?
身体的病,
and physical illness.
心灵的病,
and the emotional illness.
是不是是苦毒在你的身上,
and there's a bitterness inside you.
是不是上瘾,
do you have addiction or bad habit that you cannot get rid of?
主耶稣看见,
and Jesus sees it.
他也知道你的困难,
and knows you have those your struggles and difficulty.
但是这是有时候就是看不到的东西,你首先你要承认,
and there are a lot of things that you don't see it, but you have to admit that you are sick. And you
can't
use your own way to save yourself.
当你被疾病, 这个困境蒙蔽的时候,
and when you've been blindsided by your circumstance, you will not see Jesus. But he knows your need. And he cares more about your soul.
他住在你的旁边,
he lives right there.
只要你伸出你的手, 你就可以得到医治。
When you reach your arm, you will be healed.
所以当你有任何的病痛的时候,
when you have any type of illness,
你要用永恒的观点来看这个病痛。
You need to see those illness through the eternal perspective.
好, 请大家低头, 我们祷告。
Let's pray.
当我们安静在神的面前的时候,
when we're quiet before the Lord,
我们想一下, 我们有没有病?
And let's think about, do we have any illness?
所以身体的病呢?
And whether it's a physical illness,
还是我们的心思意念,
or maybe emotion or some kind of thoughts that is ill.
可能我们有一些病, 苦毒,
and maybe we have some bitterness. And maybe we have a bad relationship with other people. And maybe we have some bad habits. And those are all type of illness that we may have. And very often we cannot get rid of it. But Jesus can help us.
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing?
你可以求告神,
and you can pray to the Lord.
说主啊,
dear Lord, I want to be healed.
求你帮助我,
please help me.
天父们今天早上来到你面前的时候就觉得我们的不配,
and dear Father, Heavenly Father, we feel it's not worthy to come before you.
我们有那么多的缺点,
and we have so many weakness.
我们有那么多的疾病在我们的身上,
we have a lot of actually illness inside us.
有一些甚至我们看不见的疾病,
and there's some illness we don't even see.
主啊, 你都知道,
but you all know it.
你知道我们的需要,
and you know our needs.
主啊, 求你今天就帮助我们,
and please help us today.
医治我们,
healed us.
使我们能够完整,
so we can be complete.
无缺,
and no any deficiency. And thank you for your presence this morning.
求主你把你的话语藏在我们的心里面,
put your words inside of us.
让我们昼夜的思想,
so we think and meditate all day and all night.
让我们能够把你的话用出来,
and we can actually practice your words. And to give the glory to you. And thank you for your presence this morning. And pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.